So anyway.
Yeah.
So how are you two doing? I heard
doing
Tom.
Great.
I heard you just giving an update. How are you?
I'm in a funk, but I'll get over it.
Yep, you will.
I just, you know, I work 3 12-hour shifts in a row, so I can do absolutely nothing on those days. And then Sunday comes along, and, you know, I have an acre and a third with goats and chickens and crap I got to take care of. And then Monday comes, and I forgot what I was doing, so I didn't do anything today either.
I just want to know the solution, Tom.
Yeah, me too.
When are you gonna put somebody on the phone for you?
What?
When are you going to put somebody on the phone for you?
I don't know, because I don't even know what to... I don't know.
You don't know what to what?
I don't even think I'm in that position yet. I mean, I have to call buyers. I haven't even gotten a buyer thing going yet.
Let's get some deals under. You had one. It sounded like I just came in, but I think you were telling Olivia that you didn't get the contract back.
No, he's dead.
Yep.
Yeah. I haven't made any calls today, so I know.
Part of it. No funk, Captain. It happens. But when you jump on the phone and tell me that, I'm just going to say, hey, let's find a way out. Funk is a part of life. Who just joined us?
Chad here.
Hey, Chad.
How's it going?
Yeah, Tom, you've got you go 3-12s, so you're busy. Everybody else is busy. You just got to find somebody to be on the phone, even if it's not, even if they're just on the phone the days that you're at work. Just do that. That way they're drumming up stuff when you're at the hospital, and then when you're off, if they're not on the phone that day, great. See what they can drum up for you, and then you can just kick in where they left off. So there's always a way. And I know you have the will.
I got the will. It just doesn't seem like it's happening. So let me ask you a quick question. On the buyers, I think I figured it out, but the buyers, you put them as potential buyers, and then you move them over. I finally figured out how to do that. But
unless you have a conversation and somebody says, yeah, put me on your buyers list, then go right to the buyers tab.
Okay.
That's not a lead. That is a buyer. If you're just, you know, if you found them and they said, yeah, send me your stuff.
Yeah, I finally figured out how to move them over. You hit those three dots and say convert to
you got it.
Whatever.
Yeah, same way you move a lead over to a property. Same little three-dot menu. So.
At least I think when I finally get all that figured out, I won't be spending an extra, 3 hours a day. You know, I mean, the stuff with the computer just takes so long for me to figure out. Once I get it figured out, I'm doing good. But.
You need a salesperson on the phone when you're not available, and let a VA handle the tech, and you just steer the ship.
I need the buyers. They're going to find some buyers, too.
Yep. Buyers will come when a deal's in place. So, but if you had somebody on the phone selling, you could be on the phone on your days off just talking to buyers, building a buyers list. You could tag team it. Building the relationship on the back end, so... Yeah, get somebody on the phone for you. Easy fix.
Hey, where are those three videos on for seller and buyers and stuff like that? You had three of them that you gave us. Where do I find those? I was looking for those. I couldn't find them.
I don't know. Which ones are they?
Aaron Rose.
How to,
I don't know what you mean.
How to teach VA what to do on you know, leads and things like that. You sent three different things over. A couple weeks
I don't
ago.
Remember where I put them. I'd have to find them. Probably in step. Let's see here. Probably in four, three. I don't know.
I can't find them anywhere.
Oh, they're in there. If I send an email out that I put them in there, they're in there because I always put them in first and then send the email. So shoot me a reminder.
Okay.
So we can do updates on the call and then I'll tell you where they're at.
Right.
So
yeah.
Olivia, you want to jump in? Are you still with us?
Off mute. Yeah, I'm still with you.
Oh,
so
nice.
I just got through 20 on my bird dogs, and the guy I'm working with, he said he will try 5 times to get me the right number. So.
What do you mean, try 5 times?
I get 5 redos with him on numbers.
Oh, gotcha. So if you
with.
Make a call and none of the numbers are good, yes. you can go back to him five times and he'll keep trying?
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, so that was attractive to me. So I just went through my first 20 with him, and I'll update him on what worked and what didn't. Now, you know what?
Yep.
On these, do you think it's a good idea just to none of the numbers are working to go? He gave me try some of the emails. He said that the emails tested with no return errors.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, send out
that'll be my next
correspondence
step, yeah.
to whatever you have. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you
That's
can go back to him
next.
For the numbers. And then what Rob does is he just has a status that says re-skip trace using a different service. So his VA goes to Intellius first, then it goes mm-hmm. to the sales team. If they call through and none of the numbers are good, it goes back to the sales team, changes the status back to re-skip trace, and then he uses
okay.
White Pages, what's it called, White Pages Elite, White Pages Pro
mm-hmm.
maybe?
Okay.
Yep. So then it goes back to,
okay.
mm-hmm. hey, we tried, sales team called through, none of the numbers worked. Bam, status to skip trace it with another tool. See what
okay,
that comes
perfect.
Up with. And then
okay,
back to
great.
The sales
I was wondering.
Team.
Okay,
yep.
So there's a cycle, yeah.
And then you still
okay.
have, how many, you still have one or two under contract, right?
You know what, I just canceled one contract today. That was the angry owner. Actually, it was a realtor that I was
and
working with.
And what was the feedback on that deal? No, is
he
nobody
said,
buying there, or price was too high? Because usually it's just one of the two.
No one was buying there. I contacted I don't know how many buyers, and I still
uh-huh.
contacted buyers today to try and get that moved. One realtor said that or investor said no, that's no one will buy there. It's transient, no investor, and there's no street. It's just an alley, so you can't really do much with it.
Okay.
So I
so
didn't
it's
feel
just
bad
a goofy
about.
Deal.
It was
yeah,
goofy.
You,
it was goofy.
Do you have a map of the absentee buyers for the last 6 to 12 months in the city? I'm wondering if there would be any activity in and around there, or if it's just a dead zone. Sounds like it's a dead zone.
I feel like it's a dead zone.
Okay.
Everybody.
So you need that data.
Yeah.
You can get it from an agent or list source. Either one works.
Okay.
But grab the absentee owners last 12 months.
Okay.
In the area, and then map them out on batch geo, and that'll
okay.
show you where the activity is happening, because you just happen to tie one up. It sounds like where nobody was. So if, you know, with that data, you would have known that right up front, and said, "Hey, this is going to be a tough one. It doesn't look like there's any activity in the neighborhood."
Okay.
Because those pockets
so
do exist.
So go to do that on ListSource with batch geo.
Yeah, if you just want to go grab the list and not go through an agent, just go to ListSource. And it's really the same list. Hey, John, it's really the same list that we use to buy or to do the city selection, right? You start out absentee
mm-hmm.
owner. We go last
mm-hmm.
90 days, just select last 6 months or 12 months. And then this time,
okay.
instead of the number, right, in step one, when we're just picking the city, we just want the number
right.
for the spreadsheet. But in this case,
mm-hmm.
you actually want the list.
Okay.
So then you're going to buy that list from ListSource, and it's going to have all the addresses. And then you can add, when you get to the final screen, you can add in more data. So you can add in the amount it's sold for, the amount of the loan, so you can know say, if somebody paid cash or did somebody put. So there's a big, long list of things, and anything that looks interesting to you, add it onto your order, buy that list, and
mm-hmm.
then Batch Geo will map all of that. And then what's cool in Batch Geo, obviously, when you hover over that little property location, all of that data that you bought from ListSource will pull up. So you can know, you know, bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, what it sold for, if there was financing against it, if it was cash, all that data just populates. That's a killer map to have next
okay,
time
great.
Or
I will do
when
that.
You have a deal
yeah.
under contract, because then you know where it is on the map, and you can just go to all those surrounding absentee owners, right?
Right.
Skip trace them real quick because you have a skip tracer, and then call them up. Say, hey, I've got one 2 blocks from your property at whatever, 123 Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
little
that's
Ninja
great.
Buyer tool.
Yep, I'll do that today.
Hey, here's
and
what.
Then I,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And then I'll throw a little
and
tip
then
out
I
there.
And I had, I put in an offer today.
Uh-huh.
On a buy and hold, and then I had put in 5 offers last week, and one was a possibility. So I'm still waiting to hear back.
Nice. I love it. Just get that minimum 5. Just let that become your norm.
That's,
and that number is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
And it takes, right? There's a little hesitation on your first couple, but then you quickly just sort of blow through that and start writing offers left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, everybody, side tip on when you have a deal under contract. So typically bandit signs are used to look for a deal, right? You say, I want to buy your house, call me. You can also use them the other way. So you can pay, you know, one of your bird dogs or whatever the case. Our only disclaimer here is, you know and play by the rules in your market. But you can throw out bandit signs that say, I have a property for sale in this neighborhood, call me. And then other investors driving by, driving through, looking for a deal, whatever the case, put your sign out, have them call you, send them there. Really cool grassroots way to find buyers. So bandit signs work. People look at them.
Hey, Mike, I just got a text just now from my bird dog. I said I'll pay him a buck every time he sees a I buy houses sign and gives me the number. So I just got one.
Nice.
So
yeah, have their eyes on the ground. Absolutely. You should be calling. If you're not in the city, which most of you aren't, you should have, just like Tom did, have your bird dogs. If they see a bandit sign out and about, grab the number, take a picture of it quick, send it to you. Because that way, you know, those are buyers in the area. So you want to talk to them. Nice, nice. Anything else, Olivia? So, yeah, get that list put together as soon as possible. That'll
help you
zero in on where you want to be buying. And not only that, once you're under contract, who you can go to, because you'll have a list of those people
in the area
that have bought in the last 12 months. Yep.
Perfect.
Who else?
Thank
I know there are a bunch of people chimed in. I didn't get many names. I heard John's. Who else has an updated question for us?
That'll be quick.
Yeah. Fire.
You ready? Yeah, man. I've been as sick as a dog, man, the last few days. I don't know what's wrong. Sinuses or my head.
Yeah, your voice it sounds extra deep and awesome.
Yeah.
Put you on the radio.
Extra slow now. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, but when I cough, man, it feels like my head's going to pop off. But So I hadn't got a lot done, but I did spend a lot of time revamping my custom fields and everything. And so that really, really, really needed to be done. So trying to get ready for my person, you know. And so that's
Tell
really
us where you're
focus.
At with that, because I'm pretty sure we had a deadline today. Did you get
I have gotten about 8 applicants. And three have taken the desk test. Really, only 3 or 4 people followed the instructions.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I said a resume is not required, but you can send it if you want to. You know, it had in bold.
How could you mess that up, though? That's an either or. So if they send it to
No. When it's in bold and it says those who do not follow the application instructions will not be considered in bold letters. They are, please text in 25 words or less, blah, 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 blah. So, and you know what? 25 words is tough. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's real hard.
You're using a text, though, and a standard text is 160 characters. So I was thinking that makes sense. You don't have somebody sitting there, you know, on their phone trying to type out 6 paragraphs to you.
Yeah, well, some got a little long, but I let this girl have the benefit of the doubt. So I sent it to 3 people and got them back today.
Right.
And one guy, man, he's like a high D and a very, very, very high I.
Yep.
So, he's an IDS.
Yep. The S part he can connect with people. The D and the I means he'll be motivated by money and getting a deal closed most likely.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying
That's
to
sweet.
read all this as we talk. But,
are you just doing the free version of the disc test?
Oh, no. I found a site that's $29, man.
Okay.
And, you know, if you want me to send the link so everybody
Even
can.
Even better.
It's $29 and it seems pretty thorough. So
nice.
Yeah,
that's valuable.
29 is not too bad. You know, you can get a discount if you buy 10 or more, but hopefully I won't need 10. So.
Hey, if you're on here and you guys have never taken a disc test or a personality test of yourself, pay the $29 and take it. Because some of you may be wondering what what's my holdup? Why can't I do this? Why don't I like this? Why am I not good at this? Why? Could just be how you're wired. So
you know, man,
I'm a tasks.
I'm a DC, so that kind of screws me up a little bit. I'm too friggin' analytical.
Yep. Yeah, you can. Well, here's the thing, though. When you know that about yourself, right, you can be conscious of it, and then you can start to hire your weaknesses.
Oh, so
you're gonna hire
my weaknesses, yeah. Yeah, I'm too set my ways, brother.
Typically, you know, education, as we're kids, they want us all to be balanced, right? You're not good in math. Let's work harder on your math. In business, we want to do just the opposite. You do what you're good at, highest and best use, where you're effective, and hire your weaknesses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't
I'm still scared about making sure I got leads for these people, but, you know, I got a lot of explaining to do about how I do things, so but that's okay. This one guy, he already told me that he was a high D&I, and I just got his report, so cool. I don't know if I need to look any further, man.
Not if you two get along.
Yeah.
You know, well, it doesn't hurt, though. If you go all through all three, you know, you'll get used to the process because people are going to come and go, so.
Well, one guy clocked out at almost on his basic is almost all D.
Yeah.
And then he was a DIC. Then the other girl was a DIC. And so I don't. But this one guy here, man, he looks like he's the one. But he's got a. I think he was through a Craigslist ad, and so I don't really know any information. But he's got a Nashville area code. I mean, he could do it from Nashville.
For sure.
Can he?
Yeah. That's what's cool about salespeople. They can be remote too, flexible.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good gig for them.
But
no, yeah, they can call from anywhere.
Other than that, you know, I made one offer and it was rejected, and just the other day. And,
You've got a couple coming up, right?
Yeah, I got my zoning board variance report, and so.
Yep.
The buyer did not want to start title work till he got that, so that started today. So I don't really have a closing date yet, but hopefully that will be within 10 days. And the other one is closing Friday.
Nice.
Friday,
so. Hey, John, you've got plenty of leads because I know you've been generating leads for a long time, so you can have a salesperson start on some older ones. Say, I've got some info for you.
Yeah.
You know, so you can draw
them
up.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. I just got to get it organized so he knows what he's looking at. Because only I know what it is. So.
Correct. Yep. Correct. Awesome, man.
That's a cool update. Yeah.
Working towards having a salesperson on board three in with disc tests is a big deal. So.
Yeah. I will forward that link so we can share with everybody. You know, $29 is probably a pretty good deal. Tony Robinson's one or somebody's was like $59 or $60, man. So I said,
yeah, they
can
be pretty expensive for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, so, all right, man.
All right. Who else? Questions and updates. Good stuff.
Hey, Aaron Rose here. I'll give you my quick update. Aaron Rose. Just still doing my best to try to, keep up with this whole roofing thing as well as you know, get this stuff done. So I'm above 250 vacants on my my list there. Having them skip trace, ran into a little bogged down with Intellius, so my VA's been working on trying to get that figured out. But I've also
Do you have skip traced at this point?
I mean, like 130 something. No, it's 130 something. Yeah, we got plenty to work with.
Cool.
So, so now, you know, figuring out, okay, do I go ahead and just try to hire the sales guy up front and get this thing rolling that way? Or do I, I'm working on just like carving out the time daily, you know, now that I've got kind of most of my friends and neighbors, you know, taken care of on the roofing thing. I might slow down on that a little bit. And so I've got Call Fire. I've got an account with Call Fire. I've been working on loading prospects into that, and the formatting and stuff. Naif and I actually had a good long conversation after the last office hours, and so he gave me some pointers on how he had gotten that stuff set up. And if you're on, hey, what's going on, buddy? He's a cool guy. So I'm actually just here right now in front of the computer as well, just trying to kind of get these things formatted. And I might be about to hire just a template one-time VA to format the numbers in a way that they go into, you know, Qualifier better on a spreadsheet, kind of like break out all the different numbers that I've got in my, you know, for my contacts and then their relatives, and just kind of, you know, put those into a spreadsheet for me so that they can load right in. And at that point, and just start, you know,
let me
hit the button and start plowing through.
Let me highlight what a big deal that is, because we're just going to blow past it like nothing ever happened. But everybody's just almost across the board, everybody's tendency when we start working with them is this format, you know, this spreadsheet needs to be reformatted so I can upload it over here, so I'm just going to do it. And what that has turned into, Aaron, is you just said, hey, I need this done, I'm just going to pay my VA to do it. You can't,
right?
It rolls off your tongue like that's not a big deal. It's a huge deal.
I know, trust
because
me, I understand.
The investor community in general just gets stuck doing mundane. I mean, it needs to get done, but it would never qualify as highest and best use. And so I'm just I bring it up, you know, to pat you on the back and say nice job, because there you can spend your time doing better activities, and that's exactly what the VA is for. This needs to be done. This isn't making an offer, you know, talking to a seller, whatever, highest and best use, talking to a private lender. And so I'm just going to park it over here and get it done for 10 bucks, 5 bucks, 10
right,
bucks, whatever
yeah.
it takes.
5 or 10
so,
bucks,
nice job.
That's it, and, you know, bust it
see,
out.
Here,
so.
Here that's normal conversation, but that's why I'm pointing it out, because that's not normal activity in the world of – not it's not just real estate investing. That's how most entrepreneurs operate. So,
hey,
yeah, nice
here
job.
I am.
I'd heard it, you know, kicked around by different folks on different podcasts and what have you. But – I guess it's just, you know, taking that step and going and figuring out how it's done. You know, it kind of seems like, I don't know, some difficult task, and it would be easier to just, you know, sit down and format these things myself for, you know, 6 hours or whatever. When,
right.
You know, and it just, you know, it takes just having somebody, you know, getting in a class like this where it's like, hey, here's exactly what you do. And then that's like, oh, okay. You know, it's not too bad. You know, it's kind of
right.
Cool.
I love that your head went to formatting a spreadsheet isn't part of steps 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, and your head automatically went to this needs to be done. Oh, I'll have a VA do it. That's exactly.
Well, and
that's,
actually, I'll credit Knife a little bit
perfect.
Too. He said, "Hey, well, because I had asked him, I was like, so you know, what's the right format? Because I can copy and paste and do certain things, you know, on Excel,
right.
And it's like, is there some kind of, you know, like." Feature that I'm missing on these spreadsheet programs that'll take all the information in one set, you know, one field and kind of spread it out between cells for me,
right.
And then he suggested just pay somebody to do it. And I'm like, right on. That's obviously, you know, the
right.
way to go about it.
Pay right,
so
5 or 10 bucks
now
and get it done.
It, you know, so now I'm the first list actually that I loaded up there, which was formatted in a better, you know, way, was the list that came from my roofing company to, you know, of past customers. I'm like, well, I got to call all these folks anyway. I might as well load these into Qualifier and blast
Love
through
it.
Them real quick.
You know, whether it's
now,
whether it's roofing or other real estate. I mean, that exact comment has come up multiple times where you said, hey, this is my other business. I'm applying, you know, what I learned here and just saying, hey, let's have a VA do it, or, you know, let's automate it this
right.
way. I mean, John last week, he's looking to hire somebody. So to track it all, he goes in FreedomSoft, grabs a phone number, creates a campaign for his salespeople, ties
right.
the phone number to the campaign, puts that number in his ad, and now all the text messages that are coming in are just organized in one place.
Isn't that great?
I mean, that's exactly, you know, this is really how this is how Rob runs everything he does. And he's wired like it. A lot of us aren't. But when you get around it, it's just the more efficient way to do it, right? He's never going to waste time formatting a spreadsheet. He's going to hire somebody
right.
on Fiverr or Upwork.com to do it for 10 bucks, and he's going to stay moving forward. And that's what he's done, right? His business is at a really cool place, but that's what he's been doing for over a decade. So just imagine, Aaron, you know, now you're in this mode of, hey, I need this done. I'm just going to pay a VA, you know, $15 real quick to do it. Imagine as that starts to compound, and instead of you wasting half a day fiddling with a spreadsheet, you're now moving forward, right? You can't immediately see the benefit of that, but over time you will.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when you spend your time on highest and best use, that'll start to compound. So.
Oh, absolutely. I'm honestly, you know, it's like besides certain, you know, certain expenditures, you know, associated with, you know, my various, like my music biz or, you know, roofing stuff, I just wasn't in the mindset of, hey, this money that I'm spending right now is going to make me, you know, way more money.
Right.
So it's
right.
And it's been a shift that's been kind of slow coming, but glad it's here. On a side note, you know, I play volleyball in a kind of a semi-competitive league on Monday night.
Yeah.
If you're missing some people on your team, you gotta find subs or else, you know, you're gonna forfeit and the other team's gonna have to, you know, not play a game. So I'm taking the free agents list. I need two girls tonight, so I'm taking the free agents list, and I'm thinking about loading that into Call Fire and sending out a text message campaign or blast from that.
Unbelievable.
Is that goofy?
Life optimized. I love it, man. There's so many applications to this.
I got a question about the Call Fire and everything. So are you going to use that Vortex dialer thing that he mentioned?
So as of right now, I'm not, because as we talked about it, you know, he was like, you know, just the thing is they're each of those programs are kind of catered toward a slightly different sort of industry or field. So, you know, Vortex is fast, and, you know, it's created to be for real estate agents, which it definitely, you know, has it definitely has some applications for, you know, you can go out immediately and grab the all the expired listings. In fact, that might, you know, that might be good for folks in our biz as well. But he said, you know, you've got Call Fire figured out, you've already looked it up, you know, just go with that one for now. So, you know, as of right now, I'm just gonna, you know, go with this one. But who knows? I mean, if it's working out really, really well for someone else, then I would definitely be interested in the easiest and best one to use.
Yeah. You know? So I just don't think where you have to add the number into FreedomSoft to dial it to a contact, that's just not going to be efficient when you got a bunch of numbers to call, I don't think. So,
well,
I had Call Rail before. Call Rail's pretty good. So.
Well, Call Fire, the thing, so, I, you know, if you do have your number on FreedomSoft, and I haven't tried this out yet, but supposedly the way it works is you enter, like when you're about to do a campaign, you enter the phone number that you want to be showing up on their caller ID as to where you're calling
right.
from, and
right.
then they call that number, and if you answer it, and they'll give you a code, you know, and then you enter the code into the computer or whatever, and that verifies that number. So then, you know, then you can use that number, but it's on your own phone. You're just sitting there on the phone, on an actual call while it dials and tries to bring you people. The one thing I did figure out though is, like, you know, if you start out on the 5 cents a minute deal, so what, that's like $3 an hour. You know, and if you, that's, I don't think that's bad at all, but, you know, if somebody gets on the phone and you launch into a, you know, 45-minute discussion with them or an hour discussion, you know, I mean, shoot, it's only a little bit, but it almost seems like it'd be more, you know, cost-effective to somehow get them off the phone and get back in touch with them on a different line where it's not charging you per minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Call Rail is $30 bucks for 10 phone numbers a month, regardless, unlimited calls. So.
Discussions, huh?
Yeah, that's something else. So we're taking up everybody's time. So.
Yeah, let me hook you guys up if you want to talk phone system. So, and also if you're newer and on earlier steps, don't even you know, hang on to this, but put it in the back pocket because you're not there yet. And that's
sorry.
Okay. But you guys are fine. That's what part of it's about. You know, and what which systems and tools. I tell you what, if you get a rock star salesperson and they know a particular system and they say, hey, can you just get me set up over here? Figure it out.
Yeah.
Make it easy on them.
Right.
Work with something they know if you don't anything set up.
I just think, to me, the factor that it'll go through and detect that, you know, just like disconnected lines and stuff and not have to go through the
That's really valuable.
FreedomSoft,
copy paste,
you know, and then every single call it pops up into the as a lead anytime you dial out. So that's
I think I brought it up last week. Our plan is to put a dialer in FreedomSoft. So
that'd be great.
It'd
be nice to be able to use your phone from it too. I haven't been able to use my phone with it, so I have to be in front of the laptop.
We've got some more features coming. The phone system in there now was really phase one. So, hey, we're hoping to push websites out this week too, you guys. Everybody that's on, we've got some cool. Rob gave me a pretty thorough demo last week on Friday. We've got some beta testing happening currently. Make sure you know everything works. Try and break it, basically. But you can pretty much build a website that looks like whatever you want it to. Obviously, there will be templates in there to make it nice and easy, but yep.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so that's
So Aaron, you mentioned when to bring somebody on. Man, get somebody on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how to generate leads. You're tied up. If you're even thinking about it, when do I do it? Now. Get somebody on board. Get somebody on your team.
Absolutely. You're right.
Get a salesperson working. You know how to generate leads. So all of you do.
Yeah.
You know how to generate great leads. Who else? Chime in. Where you at? I know somebody has a question or somebody's stuck on something.
I have a question.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Tom here.
Who? I just lost
Tom.
Oh, hey, Tom. Your phone
fuzzy. I'm driving in a storm here. But the web page, I have a web address, but I haven't made a page yet. Should I just hold off on that until you get new templates or what?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the FreedomSoft sites are really point and click. I mean, you know, add any element you want, click on an element, the edit buttons pop up on the left-hand side. Very, very simple to build. Put them right online. Use your own domains if you want. It'll be easy. It's really cool what you can do on them. So we'll have obviously a lot of video will come out around it. Rob's going to start shooting those training videos hopefully in the near future on how to use them. So making a big push here this week. Yeah, sit tight on it. It'll be even – WordPress is pretty simple. It'll be even easier than that just to click around and build a site or to modify a template. Easy to use. So, yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Who else? I know we have more people on. Hey, weekly updates, too.
This is Darren. I'll give you an update real quick.
This is Darren, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Made some progress this week. I haven't been able to make a lot of calls, but I was able to get a hold of a seller yesterday or the day before, and we were calling about one specific property, and then I got the guy talking, and it turns out he owns like 7 or 8 properties.
Yep.
And looks like he hasn't done anything with any of them. He thought he was going to be a real estate investor, and then he told me that his car collection was taking more precedence. And I was like, oh, okay. So I need to call him back, and I'm just I might need some coaching as far as how to handle when you've got multiple properties and how to go about trying to package it or.
Yeah, typically Rob will do one contract for one house.
Yeah.
Is the way he usually runs it. Yep.
Yeah.
Just keep
it simple.
So you
just start with the first house and you just put out one offer for each house individually and you don't try to.
Yeah. I mean, he has 7 or 8, which that's not a big deal. If he has 80, we obviously have a bigger issue here, but for 7 or 8, one contract, one house. Keep it simple.
Got it.
Yep.
So on top of that, I've written two offers for some properties here. Just waiting to hear back a response or get things signed up. Trying to think of what else is going on. I do have one that is under contract. I think I talked to you guys about it last week. And
yeah, you did. What was
buyer.
Any resolution on that? Because you were going to have to push off the extend the contract.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hold on one second, guys. Sorry about that, guys.
No worries. We just sat there in awkward silence. Don't worry about it.
That's all right. Sorry.
I wasn't awkward.
So, no problem.
So, yeah, I've got one under contract, and the guy wanted $85,000. And so I've been trying to sell it, and I finally did get a buyer that's interested, and he's trying to finish up a rehab that he's doing right now, though. He's pretty much the only one that's willing to pay me what I'm asking. So, but the problem is he's got a rehab that's got 4 more weeks to finish and then potentially another 45 days to sell. And the agent that works for me, Andy, is going to be selling it. So, I called the seller back up today and just said, hey, listen, I'm running into some issues and I need a little extra time. How about I give you, some earnest money that's non-refundable and I put it in escrow, which I'm basically just going to get from the new buyer. I'm going to take the assignment fee, throw it into escrow, and buy myself another 60 days. So it seems like the seller is willing to do it.
Seller was okay with that?
Yeah, the seller was like, yeah, sure, I'll give you another 60 days. And I said, I'm putting $5,000 in there. It's going to be non-refundable, and I realize I'm asking you to do me a big favor, so that's why I'm putting the money up to show you good faith. So it seems like it was going to be a long shot, but it's actually kind of working out. So.
And then you collected $5,000 from your end buyer, right? So you're not out?
I'm going to collect. Yeah, I'm working. As soon as we get off the call, I'm going to send the seller this addendum. Just gives us the extra time to close.
Okay.
And it's going to say that we're putting the $5,000 in escrow non-refundable, and then I'm going to collect it from the buyer and have him sign the assignment paperwork.
Yep. How do you feel about an extra 60 days? Is that going to be enough time? You think his deal will sell that quick when it's done?
Well, I mean, there's zero risk to me. I mean, I'm taking $5,000 from the buyer and offering it up to the seller.
I agree. I like that.
Right. It's a zero. So the seller knows, or the buyer knows, he's taking a risk by, you know.
Do you have anything in there? Because last when we spoke on Thursday, you were talking about you may keep marketing it. Do you have anything in there that says if a buyer can close earlier that buyer A is out with a delay and buyer B is in? I'm assuming no, because you're getting $5,000.
Well, I mean, I could give him his $5,000 back, though. So why don't I haven't given him the assignment clause yet. Why don't I just, or the assignment paperwork.
Put a plan B in there.
One more term that just says if we find a seller, if we find another buyer before you can close, then we give you your earnest money back.
Yep.
Yeah, because then that allows me to keep marketing it. But
right, because you could go back.
Go for that. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to go for
that. I don't know either.
So.
I don't know either. Just if it might be worth asking. Here's what you can say. Here's what you can say. You said, listen, man, I already went out on a limb for you with this seller. I got my reputation on the line because I'm under contract. You get how this works. So work with me on this. The chances that I find another buyer, I'll do a little bit of marketing. You got to be a little careful on how you word that one. But, you know, my reputation is on the line here with the seller. So do me this. If somebody else comes to the table and says, I want to close on it, and they don't have a delay, you know, would you allow me to pay you back your $5,000? I'll close with them, and I know you're looking for another deal. I'll get another one teed up for you.
Gotcha. Just don't shoot
this deal in the foot, or you can't speak down about it. Like, I'll find you a better one. You know.
You have to be a little careful
on the wording there, but just a thought.
Sure. So he doesn't get cold feet, right?
Yeah, and I'm just throwing it on the table. You're the guy in the middle of the transaction, so you know it better than anybody. Another thing to consider before, you know, since you're in the middle of getting paperwork set up here.
Right. No, that's a good idea. I like that. It just gives me more opportunity to put the money in my pocket, whereas right now it's kind of a big maybe. So.
Right. because you want the sell, you want the good reputation with the seller. You know, even if you find another buyer, it doesn't mean that your buyer now loses, because you're going to keep generating leads. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
And he's already working with my realtor. He's already bought several houses through us. So
right.
The buyer is pretty deep. You know, he's a pretty solid guy, and he's been doing business with us for a while. So
you have you say, hey man, I'm willing to go out on a limb for you, but my reputation is sitting in the hands of your construction crew, your agent, and
yep.
this market to find a buyer in a short amount of time. Now, I have faith
yeah.
in all three, but things happen, and it doesn't mean, you know, even with extreme competence, things happen.
Sure.
So just to help me
yeah.
cover my back, let me do this. And you can, you know, say, yeah, I'm not going to do a whole lot of marketing on it. You know, I'll just leave out what's there. The chances that somebody else comes in are slim, but
yeah.
just give me that option just in case.
Gotcha.
So anyway.
Yep.
Somebody
okay.
has a question on that? No? Okay.
And I'm actually gonna take that job posting and get something in the works here this week. So
cool.
I'll keep you posted on that.
Yep.
And then Naif and I were trying to work out a deal on that house in East Cleveland. I've been kind of silent the last 2 days because I've been a little family time, and then today I've been up to my neck and stuff. But so the lowdown quickly on that is just, you know, I went out to the property, which was supposed to have no repairs, no violations. I walk into the house, and one of the units doesn't even have a doorknob, like the door is missing. And then I go down in the basement, and there's one furnace for a two-family house with no ductwork. It just blows hot air into the basement.
Well,
and
he does go up, so that seems to make sense.
I guess, but I mean, I can't see that the city of Cleveland would go in there and be like, yeah, there's no violations in here.
Yeah, right.
So it was, I if you're on the line, Naif, I'll send you those pictures. I've just been super tied up all day. So, yeah. Not to mention, I feared for my life over there pretty. I didn't realize it was going to be that scary. So.
Hey, still, you know, he's got a good rent in there, so he's still got a good deal
well,
on his hands, but, you know, just depends who the buyer is. Sounds like it needs
yeah,
a little work.
The thing that really makes me nervous is if the owner's willing to say that there's no repairs needed on a house that has a lot of issues,
yep.
I'm not really confident that he's actually collecting $1,000 in rent either.
Yeah,
that's
have to,
the other issue.
I didn't ask Dave if he's seen the lease agreement. And I haven't heard him on here yet, but...
Yeah,
I don't know if he's on or not. So
yeah,
yep.
I'll send him. He's been emailing and stuff. I'll send him some emails and I took pictures of this stuff too, so he could see it firsthand.
Yep.
But so that's pretty much
Sound
my
good.
Update. I need to get that into the website. I haven't typed in my metrics yet though. So.
Yeah, go punch those in quick. Doesn't take long. Everybody, Coaching Center weekly
yeah.
updates on the left hand side. Throw those in there so we can keep tracking.
Yeah,
plus
the
it helps
issue
you to know where you're at too.
I need to keep a journal so I can remember what I've actually done so that when I go to write it in, I know that I've talked to 20 people. I've,
yep.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, either track those in a spreadsheet and then copy and paste them in there or just, you know, jot them down wherever you do as you're
Calling.
Entering them in. You know, think about it once, record it twice, once
mm-hmm.
on the weekly updates page and then once for you, absolutely, so you know what's going on.
If,
yeah, good
like,
stuff
can
there.
You just show us from the week
What's
before?
That?
Can you just show us? Can it just show us like the running total inside that, so you know?
You know, we're just tracking it on our end. I would have to just copy and paste it into a spreadsheet. What would be easier if you just tracked it? But I can do the past ones if you want.
No, that's okay. I wasn't writing it down at first. I just thought when we went back in, it would be. And then I thought, well, is it supposed to be the cumulative or just for that week? I didn't.
Yeah, some
really
yeah some are
that.
Total and some are weekly. So,
okay,
just put in whichever one
okay.
it says. Like for instance, number of buyers is I believe how many you generated this week. How many buyers have you talked to? So, yep. But yeah, definitely
okay.
keep that stuff. I mean, these are the KPIs you want to know about in your business moving forward. You know, we do a weekly team meeting around here on Fridays where we talk about all these things. So, you know, we don't go a week without talking about what happened in, you know, in the previous 7 days. And so that's something that you'll, you know, you'll want to track as you move forward as well. Because then it's easy to change course. You know, when you know the stats, if you don't, it's a shot in the dark. What if we try this? How about this? What if we go over here? Whereas if you, you know, if you have some, and it's not like it's, you know, really time consuming either. But if you've got a couple stats, you know, you can look at the business and say, you know, hey, this is where, you know, this seems to be making a difference. How do we increase this? How do we decrease this? How do we get more efficient here? And that's where the, you know, your CEO, you got to put your CEO brain on or your CEO hat and say, let's spend a little time on the business here. Because when you're efficient, without efficiency, there's no lifestyle in anything, including real estate, right? I mean, the magic happens when scale really starts to kick in. And scale, you know, by definition, or I'll just kind of explain it, is an increase in outputs without an equivalent increase in effort. That's scale, right? You can do twice as many deals this year with twice as much effort. Right, that just takes more grunt work, more hours. How do you do twice as much this year with your effort going up 15%, but your results, your output, right, your net or your gross income going up 50 or doubling, right, going up 100%. So that's really where the KPIs are gonna help you out. So who else?
Yeah, no, absolutely, I agree. I mean, I'm all about KPIs right now. Yep. I know what my problem is, but you know, in the future, it's the little tweaks, you know, that can tell you what's working and what's not. Now, sure. I just need to get on the phone and make more calls. The problem, but like most people, I was at graduation last weekend, had a lot of travel and stuff, so I didn't really get a lot done. But got to keep at it.
Yep. I mean, a lot of you are at the place where you need an ad online, getting at least a part-time salesperson on board, because you have great leads. Everybody that's spoken up so far has great leads that are sitting there, and you guys are busy. I get it, right? Life's busy, but you just have great leads that are just, you know, begging for people to work, and that, you know, the money's in there. You just have to unlock it. And so, you know, a lot of you are in that same boat. You're at a good place to get an ad online, even if somebody's part-time. Get somebody on the phone for you on your behalf. Leverage. What a cool word.
Oh, shit.
What happened? Stub your toe? I'm not sure. Something bad went down. Who else?
Well, this is Mark. That was me. I'm sorry. I thought I hung up on you.
Nope.
So anyway, on the
hey, Mark.
Okay.
Hey, what an interesting.
On the DISC test.
Uh huh.
Do we want people that are DIs for the salespeople?
Yeah, they don't have to be both. One or the other. Those are
one
typically
of the
your salespeople. Yep.
Those are your salespeople. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because
D is dominant. Is are influencers. And so
okay.
Typically your sales professionals, people that actually say, yes, I want to be in sales, right? It's not other people can do it. Other people will do it. But the people that are high D, high I typically love it. They're wired for it. Super competitive, driven by the goal. You know, like I was saying last week on Thursday, you know, Rob's, you know, the sales team, you're at 10% every week until you bring in 17,000 in fees. And then you go to 20 and it resets every night, you know, every Sunday at midnight. So it's like this rolling incentive because that's what motivates them.
Say that again.
You're at 10% on fees generated for the week until you get to 17,000. Then you bump to 20. And then he bumps them up. So, you know, you get somebody to 10, 12, 14,000 for the week like Chris. And he'll step on the gas, find another deal, get that thing up.
Then you go to
20%
after 17,000 in fees.
Yeah, in wholesale fees, 20% for the week. Now, he's still not paying them until they close, but they're just tracking. These are 20% deals. These are 10% deals. So when that deal closes, they know what to cut him.
So those are just ones that are under contract, though, or that you have under contract?
Yep.
Okay,
under contract. And then they get, you know, and then they get them sold. And a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, you know, you'll find the buyer. Obviously, you want to find them as quickly as possible. As your buyer's list grows, you'll sell deals faster and faster, right? Especially when you're in a hot area. You've got legit buyers that have cash to spend. And so, yeah, they're just tracking it. You know, this was generated in this week, and then they go back to it and, you know, keep all the math. That's one of the things Brad does on the spreadsheet. Keeps all the math.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a rolling incentive that starts over every week, which is pretty common among salespeople, right? There's always a bonus or an incentive to sell more. And, you know, high D's and high I's are the personality types that typically motivates.
This guy got the IDS.
So yeah, the good. S is the people side. So I'm high S. You know, want to connect with people first, typically connect fairly easily with people. So D and I are the extroverts, C and S's are the introverts. And that's the side of the table I fall on. Rob will walk into a room of people that he doesn't know and just walk around and say, hey, I'm Rob, and start shaking hands. And as Darren can attest, in a room full of people I don't know, I just I like to hang out in the corner, talk to somebody I know. So we're just wired different, that's all. But yeah, typically the D's and I's are the sales folks.
Hey, I got a question.
Obviously, these are generalities, but yeah.
Well, this isn't real serious, but let me ask my serious question first.
Uh-huh.
Is there any kind of like quick format that Rob might use to a few key questions he might ask a salesperson or a candidate?
Key questions he might ask a salesperson?
Yeah.
Being like in an interview?
I'm not a real salesperson, yeah, but, I mean, I kind of got an idea of it.
Yeah, I don't know that he has a document. He's done it so many times, they may just come off the top of his head. I can ask him. Start with Google. Good interview questions for a sales team.
Google's my friend.
You get all you can find. Yep.
Here's my unserious question.
Okay.
Is it a prerequisite to work with Rob that you need to be bald?
Yep.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, it's part of the
Rob and you, and I think Brad's kind of bald too, isn't he?
He does, with a big old beard.
Yeah. Okay, I was curious. So.
Yeah, prerequisite. Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's funny that how many people have asked that question.
Oh, is it?
Crack me up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be obvious when he and I are both in the same room. Oh, crazy. Yes. Who else?
Well, Mike, this is Mark again. I'm gonna send you an email about those co-ops.
Yep.
So just look for it.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
Okay.
Who else? Updates and questions. Quiet group tonight. Must be Monday.
Yeah, it is Monday.
Must be Monday.
I'm kind of venturing into territory where I've never been before, so I'm kind of nervous about doing what I'm doing here. So
I love it. That's how you know you're moving in the right direction. That's the whole
point. Well, I mean, you know, like the guy, I just need to feel more confident. You know, when I know my system's not really where it needs to be. That's just what I'm really worried about. So,
it is perfectly okay to just have an open conversation. Say, here's what I do. Here's what I know how to do. Need some help with somebody getting on the phone. You and I, John, we're going to have to kind of figure this process out. I haven't had a salesperson before. I know I'm ready for it. I understand how to drive great leads for you. I can put you on the phone with really good people. So, let's just agree to, let's give this, you got to go at least a month. Can you give me 30 or 60 days? Let me make sure you work out. You make sure I work out. Let's make sure we have a good partnership together. If we do, great.
Yeah.
We'll move forward, make money together. And if we don't, we'll part as friends. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's the best way to approach it, yeah. Start out on a part-time basis, maybe, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, however you want to do it. But, yeah, just lay the groundwork about, you know, let's just see if this thing works. I mean, nobody wants to, you know, wake up every day and be miserable. So let's just, you know, you've got great leads, which is true. You get somebody that's good on the phone. You put those two things together. You know, it ought to work out. But, you know, at the end of the day, if this person doesn't work or whoever you hire first, there are a million others. So.
I'll learn something from it anyway, won't I?
Absolutely, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, some of them are crappy now, let me tell you, but that's okay.
That's part of the deal.
I'll coach them along there. I'll say, in this part of town, right here on this street, they're offering more than $5,000.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, you guys have intel about your markets, and you have data, and you have maps. And, you know, you can go to... I just had a brain cramp. List source, right? Grab your list of transactions. This is why when you download from this list source, you want the sale price on the absentee owners. Because then you upload it into Batch Geo. Of course, you're going to share that login, that information with your salesperson so that they can access that same map. And so they can be live on the phone. And they can be thinking they're kind of new, but they've got an address and they know the area. Oh my God, you know, what the heck should I offer? I just need to go write the price here. Have Batch Geo open while they're on the conversation. They go to the area, you know, just hover over, you know, the ones that are right there, and all that information is going to pop up.
You're saying take my vacant list and do that?
No, take your sold list. But then your absentee owner sold. But then they know they have a ballpark of what's happening in the area. Hey, properties within three blocks of here are selling for $20,000. And so they're on the phone going, you know, I need to be, if the buyers are going to pay 20, and this is an easy conversation, we need to be at 10 to 15.
Right.
But they can have access to that live time. I mean, you guys can do the same thing if you're on the phone. That's why that map is so handy to have, because it just puts that data at your fingertips.
I need to do that for sure. Okay, man.
Yep.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's a valuable one. Rob is he's in Batch Geo on a weekly basis in his markets. That's how important it is. You know, get the data in there, map out different things, but you can just go right to it. You can use it to make offers. You can use it to find buyers. You can use it to identify neighborhoods, activity, all kinds of stuff. He's in there every week.
Good.
Yep.
All right.
High-level questions today, which is pretty common
Mike.
For this group. Yeah. Who's this?
This is Rob in Albuquerque.
Hey. What's happening, Rob?
Another bald guy.
Well, then you're welcome here. Go ahead.
Yeah. This week I'm working on my buyers list.
Yeah.
I think I told you via that email I sent you. That's my biggest need right now. I've got 8 deals in different processes or different stages of rehabbing right now. So I went to modular number 5, and you know, I'm working on the – you know, I've got a couple of websites. I'm looking forward to see what FreedomSoft has in terms of their new websites, but I got a couple of those. I set up all my lead swiper campaigns that you talked about, all 5 keywords.
Okay.
So that's set up in FreedomSoft. I had a question about the cash buyer list. I know that New Mexico is a non-disclosure state, but when I go into cash buyers under FreedomSoft, I get like hardly any cash buyers.
Go ahead, and then I'll bring up another thing that we're doing in FreedomSoft that should be live here in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, because obviously I've been a cash buyer in both counties down here for 5 years, and I don't even show up. I've done over 50. So that probably doesn't work as well, or did you have any comments on
that? Yeah, the non-disclosure states are definitely tougher. I mean, at the end of the day, what the data providers are doing, they're just out there, you know, scraping data from wherever they can get it, repackage it, and then they resell it. I mean, that's the data game. Here's what I can tell everybody. We have Rob has penned an agreement with a new data provider, and they are currently working. I know he was on a conference call Friday last week with our lead tech and the tech team at the data provider, and so we've got new info coming in. So check out what's coming. Cash buyer and private lender, that's all going to be coming from a new source, and we're pretty psyched on this company. So hopefully that'll help. But again, you know, there are a handful of non-disclosure states. They're always tougher than the others. We're also going to have a little feature where you punch in an address, and we think we're going to have a little button maybe called owner of record, owner info. You'll click it, and it's going to do an immediate draw on public records and pull up owner of record and mailing address.
Will it automatically populate your fields? Or if everybody's custom fields are different, it may not.
Yeah, I think when we push it, there's just going to be a section. We're going to have to figure that out, right? What's the user interface? Where's it going to go? What's it going to look like?
Yeah,
it can't be a custom field because a lot of people have different custom fields. It's going to have to just populate a section. I don't know if it'll probably create a contact looking record of some kind and just have mailing address in it, owner of record. But you'll just be able to make a call and pull that down.
Or
so
just property information.
Well, I don't know, too. But owner of record's even cleaner, especially on vacants. I mean,
the cash buyer list, will it have the transaction history and stuff too, maybe?
It should be similar to what it is now, where it shows all the ones that they've bought in there.
Yeah, but
what do you mean transaction history?
Yeah,
it'll show you right
now.
There are
competitors that you can go in and see what they paid for it and who they bought it from and everything else.
Oh, gotcha. And if it's right there, I don't know if the public records call can be put onto that list or not. I'll have to find out. But
Mike, I wanted to share one more thing, too.
Uh-huh.
In your second video there, you talked about that Go Section 8 method of getting in front of these landlords.
Yes.
With the text, what does the text say? Saw your ad on Go Section 8. You wouldn't be interested in selling, would you? I did that as a test this morning to six, and I got three responses. So I talked to three buyers out of six.
I love it.
So,
that's a killer method. Lead with
the
sell. Would you be interested in selling, would you? They say no. Say, great, are you still buying in the area? And just turn it into the buy if they say no. So, cool.
So that got me to thinking, any landlord-type site, that same kind of method would work. I mean, it doesn't have to
just
go Section 8. It could be any kind of landlord.
Yeah, go to the go to Craigslist and go to the rental section. And just play.
Yeah,
and here's the thing, Rob. Don't you do it. Pay a VA to do it. So Rob has a VA do it in like an hour or two, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and it generates boatloads of leads. So
Yeah, I did six of them just to go through the process.
Yeah, just to try it. Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I was kind of impressed because it's real easy and immediate response.
Yep. That's the thing. People see text messages. The open rates on text and read rates blow email out of the water. And email is still really effective. But it's like a 96 or 98% read rate on text messages. So it's a great way to do it. Good stuff.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I was doing something. I kind of missed that whole bit. What are you doing now? Finding buyers using text?
Yeah, Rob's just, he went to Go Section 8, and he set up a campaign, tie a phone number to it in FreedomSoft, grab their number off Go Section 8 and shoot them a text that says, hey, I saw your ad on Go Section 8. You wouldn't be interested in selling, would you?
Oh, okay.
And, three of them came back. He had conversations, and three Go Section 8 landlords are still buying down there. So he's added three out of six are on the, he had a buy conversation with them.
Yeah.
So yeah,
And one of them, they said, are you interested in selling? And the one replied, no, I'm not at this time. So since he responded, I just picked up the phone and called him and said, would you be interested in buying? So it's a lot easier conversation. You reach out, they respond, And sometimes it doesn't even matter what they say, but it gives you an invitation to just get on the phone and they'll answer your call.
Yep.
Because I'm using the same phone number that I'm texting because I'm doing it all through FreedomSoft. And the more I use the software, I mean, this is, when I got it from Preston Ely, it was garbage. But now this software kicks ass, if I can say that.
You can.
The more
I'm
using it, yeah, the more I'm using it, the more I like it.
Cool. Yeah, it's killer right now. We've got some more stuff coming that'll take it up another level even more. So,
yeah,
appreciate
the website,
feedback, Rob.
The websites right now are lacking, but I'm liking.
Oh,
what
for
you're,
sure. Yeah, not
yeah,
even
what you're coming
yeah.
out with.
No reason to even hide it. So it was the last major piece that the original owners implemented up and never really made any updates. So, yeah, Rob showed me, like I said, that demo on Friday. It's point and click, you know. Input a video, input text, input a section, and then what you can do, you guys, is you can create a property list and just name it. So Rob, you could have Albuquerque property list for sale list, and then that
sure.
lives as its own list. So let's say you had 10 websites, you can just input element and choose list, pick your Albuquerque property list from the dropdown, boom, and every time you update that list, it'll automatically populate on all 10 sites wherever the list is placed. On all your websites.
Cool.
So it just has these little elements built in. I mean, you can build funnels in there. So let's say you want to build a private lender funnel. And so you do your marketing
sure.
and you send them to page one. And it says, hey, welcome. You know, my name's Rob Krautbauer, bam, bam, bam. You know, I'd love to talk to you about what we have going on and how we can benefit, yada, yada. Put your name and email in. Boom. And then they do that. And then you can direct them to the second page and continue the story. And ask further questions. And every time they ask a question and fill out an answer, you can map that answer to one of your custom fields inside a lead. So as they move through, I mean, you can set up as many pages as you want, but as they move through the different funnels and fill out the different forms, it's auto-populating the exact same lead because they all get a little tag so FreedomSoft can track it. So you send somebody through a series of four forms where on each page they gave you more info. You log into FreedomSoft, pull up their record, and it's all filled in, ready to go.
Yeah, that's
kind
of what I was asking our friends over at FundingSoft to do. So that's going to be dynamite.
Yeah, it'll be slick.
Yeah. Cool.
No doubt.
So it's kind
yep.
of almost like a InfusionSoft type of thing?
You know, yes and no. It's going to have
okay.
some characteristics of it, but, it's not like payment processing and that whole nine
okay.
yards. But yeah, you'll be able to build custom forms and then map those fields to the custom fields inside FreedomSoft in your lead records. And so that, that creates a lot of versatility. So you said you have a couple existing sites. You can just
yeah.
create a form if you just want. If they're already getting activity, don't shut them down. Just create
right.
a custom web form, map the
right.
fields to the fields inside your lead, place them on your site that's already getting traffic, and now anytime
right.
people fill it out, it just creates a lead in FreedomSoft for you, and
yeah.
all the data is mapped.
So is that
yep.
is that what we should do with our current sites?
You can.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. You want to put a FreedomSoft? No, you can't. So put a FreedomSoft form on that site, or shut
I've
them
got
down
a couple
and roll
of
them
those.
Over. It's up to you.
Yeah. I've
but
got
yeah,
a couple of those set up right now. From my
yep.
carrot site, John, so it does work.
You got to go into FreedomSoft?
Yeah, if you go to in the back office of your carrot site, there is instructions on how to do a web form to FreedomSoft.
Okay, because mine just goes into the notes. So.
It's
yeah.
going to get a lot cleaner, John, because yeah. when you build the form, like I said, you're going to map the field to the custom field. So now, not only is the form, you can put anything you want on the form, but when somebody fills it out, that data will show up in your lead record exactly where you told it to. All the data will parse instead of just going into the notes field.
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
So, yep.
Good
yep.
stuff.
Going to be slick. Appreciate the feedback on FreedomSoft, Rob. And it's cool that you had it prior, so you really know, some people, if you hadn't had it before, you don't have anything to compare it to. So that's cool to hear that has come a long way. So,
yeah.
Which it has.
And I've looked at a half a dozen, and FreedomSoft by far is, you know, I've never been really a quote-unquote wholesaler, so it's kind of not fair to say that I've been using FreedomSoft as a wholesaling site, but now that I'm jumping into it, it's dynamite.
Cool. Appreciate the feedback.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Who else? Good stuff.
Hey, Rob, Mike, this is Esther.
Hi, Esther.
I am so stuck on getting the lead, the information into the lead. My VA is having difficulty with that. She says she gets it in there, and she sees that information there, but then when she clicks to, I guess, to update it or whatever, she loses it.
Loses
and
what?
I don't know how to help her. And,
loses the data?
Tomorrow, my computer's also messing up, so I can't really help her. I'm going in tomorrow morning to see about what the heck is going on with my computer.
Here's what we need. Have your VA grab Jing, J-I-N-G, and you can shoot free 5-minute videos and have he or she shoot a video on what's causing the problem, because without seeing what's going on, it's really hard to tell you. So have them just go through it and say, I do this, and then I do this, and I do this, and it'll capture their screen, and then you can get that over to us, and we can watch it and just say, oh, here's the problem. But it's gonna be hard to diagnose when they're doing it, you're explaining it, and I'm trying to troubleshoot it.
Okay. So then they send it to where? To me or to you?
Have her send it to you, yeah, and then you can send it into the coaching email.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So she'll send it to me to my email or to FreedomSoft?
Email it to you. Yep.
Okay.
And then you can just forward that email into the coaching center, and then we can take a look at it for you. Because I'm thinking when we see it, it'll be pretty obvious.
Okay, because I was going to say, you know, if at all possible, if you could kind of walk me through it on Wednesday morning after, because it won't happen tomorrow because I can't get into my computer. Well, I can, but it just takes forever for it to move anywhere.
Yeah, get that figured out and then see if they can shoot a video for us, and then we'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
You got it. You're welcome. What else? Everybody's good. That's what I'm going to assume then. Hey.
At one.
Yeah.
So, use their bird dog to go do contract sign, or does anybody use .loop or DocuSign to get sellers to sign things, or is it always better to just send someone to the house to sign the paperwork, or what are some of the...
case-by-case scenario. We use both. DocuSign if you think they can handle it. Snail mail or delivery. Rob typically pays 15 to 35 bucks for a house visit, but yeah, they can have a bird dog do it. If you have an agent in the area, any kind of property runner, but a lot of times they just convert bird dogs into that and say, hey, here's what I need you to do. It would be best if you, you know, walk over that contract with them. Maybe you can do a screen share, FaceTime, Skype, something like that, so they have a little understanding going in. But, you know, pretty easy to say, hey, if you get stuck – you know, you're going to be there at 4 o'clock. I'm going to make sure if I see a phone call from you, I will answer.
Right.
Unless I'm in cardiac arrest. And that way, you don't, right, if they don't have experience with it, you don't send them out there and they get stuck. Say, hey, if you get stuck or if they have a question you don't know the answer to, just say, yeah, great question. Let me get Darren on the phone. Give me 1 second. Bam, throw them on speaker, and then you just talk them through it. Yep.
Right. Okay. But a bird dog is totally okay. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't crossing the streams or I don't know.
Yeah, so you know, sometimes in Rob's markets they'll know an agent that they've worked with and they'll send them, but other times they just grab a property runner, which oftentimes is a bird dog, and they just pay them for the trip to run out there and get it signed.
Yeah, they'll love that. I mean, my bird dogs are so happy about their new job. They just keep sending me like thumbs up and like, we love you.
That's awesome. That's great. That's really cool.
I had to slow them down though, because seriously, I'm not keeping up with the leads that are popping in. So
yeah, Darren, you're ready for a salesperson on the phone. So you're in that group.
I'm going to run the ad right today. I'm getting
somebody on the phone. I mean, you guys all heard 20, you know, Rob and Brad closed 22 transactions last week.
Wow.
And they've got a full-time guy on the phone.
Would you say, you know, you may not know this off the top of your head, but are those mostly just assignments, or are they doing a lot more creative stuff to wring the towel out more than what we know how to do?
They're doing, market up to themselves. Not always, in a lot of cases, but this particular batch was, they're selling them as turnkey rentals.
Hmm.
So they're going to go into a big old construction phase, fix up the properties, and then moving them turnkey on the back end.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay. And they're going to...
And why do you think they're doing that? Because they came across four or five legit turnkey buyers that said, we need deals. And they said, okay. Perfect. That's what we do. We buy houses and sell them turnkey. Just like if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'm looking for this. Perfect. That's what I do. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing rocket science about it. They know the details, but he doesn't do anything that we don't disclose. There's no, you know, Rob doesn't go, okay, Mike, now we're going to, you know, I'm doing these 10 things, but we're only going to teach 8 of them. In coaching, that doesn't happen. He's doing exactly what steps 1 through 5. He hasn't dropped direct mail, right? I laid it out on Thursday, and Darren, I think you were on, but they have a college student intern hiring bird dogs in a couple markets, managing the leads coming in. They have 800 and when the kids started, he had been there a week. They had 890 new vacant leads. Because they told him to go nuts. 890 leads. Immediately off to, her name's Edelyn, and she's the VA. She's working her tail off, skip tracing them. She gets done skip tracing, and Chris jumps on the phone. That's the system.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And then who's finding the buyers? Who's he got working the buyers side?
Yep. So Brad is managing the majority of that for now, and they are interviewing for a different, disposition manager or dispositions person. So Chris will remain only paid on the sales side, and the disposition person gets paid also when the deal closes for getting it sold.
Cool.
And so, you know, sometimes that can tend to be a moving thing. So right now the majority of it is in Brad's lap, but they'll get somebody in on that side too. And then Brad has an executive assistant who's helping him keep an eye on construction because they're about to have a bunch of properties under. They actually all 22 went down on Wednesday last week. So,
wow,
that was a busy day. I think Rob told me he gave me some numbers. They net income last Wednesday. They've got construction money, but obviously that's going into the houses. But what did he tell me? 117 grand last Wednesday.
Wow.
So rinse and repeat.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, they don't all get teamed up in bulk like that. This was a lot of that was a package deal so similar to yours, Darren, you said you were talking to a seller that had 8. So
right.
A lot of it was that, you know, typically it's spread out over more days of the week than that. This one, these just all landed on the same day, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, it's there. And he does, you know, like I said, he doesn't add anything to it. He's working the same process. I mean, you know,
Rob,
obviously it's dialed and he's been doing it for a long time. So, you know, in most cases, you know, you all are just kind of learning how this works and how it comes together. But that's, you know, that's where this goes if you want to take it to that level, which most of you
who's
do.
Who's the guy from Keller Williams? Is that one of the guys on the team? He used to manage Keller Williams brokerage or?
Oh, Lee?
Dark hair guy. Oh, okay. Okay, different guy.
Yeah, Lee. Lee was a manager at Keller. Yeah, different. Different guy. Yep. But not a huge team, you guys. Don't need a huge team. You don't need 20 people. You don't need 30 people. I mean, you can do some serious numbers with 3, 4, 5 people. You, a VA or two, depending on, you know, how much volume you need to handle on the leads coming in. Full-time salesperson on the phone. You get to the point where you have a full-time dispositions person on the other end working with your buyers. I mean, you can do some serious volume with that little team right there. Sales and disposition are paid commission on what they make, and you're paying VA probably hourly. You have one hourly employee at a great rate and two people paid when deals close. That is little, very, very little overhead for the kind of numbers you can turn. That's unique in business, right?
Right.
You don't have 1,000 square feet. We don't have office space. I mean, you've got FreedomSoft on the back end. That's included while you're in coaching here. But even if it's not, it's $200 a month, right? You maybe have a dialer some people are using. I mean, we're talking low overhead for what you can go get done. So
you guys don't have office space? Or I thought you did.
Yeah, we do now, but you don't. You wouldn't need it. I mean, you'd have a – your VA is probably remote. Yeah, but, I mean, Rob's running software company, information publishing company, real estate. But if you've got – I mean, your salesperson can work out of their home office. Your dispositions person can work out of their home office. You probably work out of your house.
Or,
I do. Some of you have different scenarios. Yeah. Depends where you're at. And your VA is remote, probably in another country.
So does anybody else worry? Maybe this is just me because I'm slightly paranoid and I'd like to trust everybody. But if you've got these people all working from home, like who's to say that they're not, you know, one lead for you, one lead for me, you know, kind of, you just have no idea. You have no
Darren,
control.
A salesperson doesn't even know what to do with a deal under contract. What the heck would they do with it?
I mean, after a while, they're gonna learn if they're sharp. If you hire the smart people, you know. I guess I'm the only one thinking about that.
You're not, but don't sweat it. If they figure it out and want to go off on their own, fire it up.
Yeah.
But you should be able to track that too. At the end of the day, could somebody? I mean, people, sit down and think of how I can take advantage of a situation all day long. Hire good people up front, and they don't think that. You don't think that. So you're an honest guy. Honest guy or gal, and they don't even think that.
Right.
And then the other thing, too, is you get them – your salesperson isn't on your dispositions end. You don't even need to have a conversation with them. Your only conversation in training with them is get a deal tied up, make an offer. They have no idea how you move it on the back end.
Gotcha. Or how we generated the leads or
– have no clue. No clue. Yep. Not even a concern. If they do, fire them and hire somebody else.
Yeah.
Yep.
So on that note, there's a guy that lives here in the area that he's got a lot of ambition. He just doesn't know how to put all the pieces together.
Yep.
He's doing some type of marketing because he'll call me and say, hey, I got a great deal for you. I just don't know what to do with it. And so he'll call me and say, hey, go try to put some type of deal together, and if you do, will you give me like a little, you know, throw me a bone? And so he seems like the right guy with a lot of ambition. So if I just hired him to come in and handle my leads, but I guess my fear is that after a while he would be like, oh, I know how to do this now, and either that or he would be, you know.
It could happen, but don't make decisions out of fear. Just don't let fear be your guide. Just a good rule of thumb in life. Unless you're crossing train tracks, right? I mean, look both ways because you could have get hit. But outside of that, I mean, even if he did, so what? What's the worst case scenario? This guy stole 200 leads before I figured it out.
Yeah.
End of the world?
$600.
Heck no. I mean, honestly, not even a big deal. Go steal from somebody else, fire them, hire somebody else that's good. But if you go through the process, trust your gut, do a little interview. I told you Rob's process, goes to dinner with him. You'll get a feel for people. You've been around people your whole life.
Yeah.
Will your gut always be right? No, but most of the time it will.
All right, cool. I'm just going to do it. Leap of faith here.
Yeah, jump in. The worst thing that can happen is you learn something and fire somebody. So, yep. Any other questions?
Is everybody else still awake?
I'm awake.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep,
barely.
Yeah, man, good stuff.
All right, get some deals.
All right, y'all. Yeah, if you haven't done your weekly update, that's it. Stay on it. If you have leads, 5 offers a week minimum. Weekly updates, if you haven't, log into the coaching center and submit those. It only takes a quick second. And great talking to everybody. Keep your foot on the gas. And any questions into the coaching center as always, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Yep, have a great night, everyone. Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks, Mike.